Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, May 16th. What you need to know about a devastating shooting in Buffalo, New York that police are investigating as a hate crime. And unfortunately, it wasn't the only mass shooting from over the weekend. Also, protests that brought thousands of people out all around the country to support or oppose Roe v. Wade. Plus, which company just became the most valuable in the world again? Why Elon Musk's Twitter takeover is now on hold. And new plans from Netflix could make it feel more like cable TV. We'll explain. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Unfortunately, we have a handful of shootings to tell you about from around the country today. And we start with one of the deadliest racist massacres in recent American history. A gunman opened fire inside a Buffalo, New York supermarket, shooting and killing 10 people and hurting three more. Nearly all of them were black. Authorities arrested the suspect, an 18-year-old white man from a small town in New York. Soon after he was taken into custody, his manifesto emerged online, full of racist, anti-immigrant views. The document said he picked the grocery store because it was located in the zip code with the highest percentage of black people that was also within driving distance of his home. The victims included a man who was picking up a cake for his grandson, an 86-year-old woman who had just visited her husband in a nursing home, a deacon at a nearby church, and many more. Another one of those killed was a retired Buffalo police officer who was working as a security guard at the store. He actually shot the attacker, but since the gunman was wearing heavy body armor, the bullets did not have any effect. Still, he's being called a hero. The alleged gunman broadcast the attack live on the Amazon-owned streaming platform Twitch. The platform says it took the channel offline within 2 minutes of the violence starting, but screenshots are still being shared. The FBI is now investigating the shooting as both a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism. The suspected shooter is pleading not guilty. Another shooting from over the weekend happened at a Southern California church. A man opened fire during a Sunday reception in an Orange County suburb. One person was killed and several others were critically hurt. Officials say before he could do more damage, the gunman was stopped by what they're calling an act of, quote, exceptional heroism and bravery. Members of the congregation detained the man by hogtying him with an extension cord and taking away his guns before authorities arrived. Once sheriff's officials got there, they took the suspect into custody. It was also an especially violent weekend in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On Friday night, 21 people were hurt in three separate shootings downtown near the arena where thousands of people had been watching the NBA playoffs. Hundreds of fans were sent running through the entertainment district just as the basketball game ended. Police have not said whether the shootings were connected, but several people have been taken into custody. So far, authorities haven't said what motivated any of these shooters from California to Wisconsin, but the investigations continue. More top American officials made a surprise trip to Ukraine in the middle of its war against Russia. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell visited the capital of Kyiv with three other Republican senators. And with that, Ukrainian President Zelensky hailed what he said was a powerful signal of bipartisan support for Ukraine. After the visit, McConnell called on President Biden to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. He also expressed his support for Finland and Sweden joining NATO. As we mentioned last week, Finland's leaders announced they're trying to join the alliance. And over the weekend, Sweden's governing party endorsed becoming an alliance member, too. For Sweden and Finland, that means they would get a lot more support if they were to come under attack. There are advantages for NATO, too, since both Sweden and Finland have strong militaries. They could end up getting accepted within weeks. Meanwhile, Russia seems to be facing even more setbacks in its invasion. Military intelligence out of the UK says Russia has lost about a third of the ground forces it sent into Ukraine. The same intelligence says Russia's mission in eastern Ukraine has lost momentum and fallen significantly behind schedule. Still, the Russian government insists it's achieving its goals in the war. Back in the U.S., thousands of people all around the country rallied in support of Roe v. Wade. As you know, that's the landmark Supreme Court decision that has protected a woman's right to an abortion for nearly half a century. But a draft opinion that was leaked earlier this month shows the current Supreme Court is likely to overturn it, which would leave the decision about allowing or banning abortions up to states. So over the weekend, hundreds of events were held from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., to New York City, to Chicago, to Austin, Texas, and beyond. They were full of people expressing outrage, including some elected officials and celebrities. Many demanded state and federal lawmakers protect abortion rights, no matter what the Supreme Court ultimately decides. And while the crowds weren't quite as large this time, there were also groups of people who turned out with the opposite message, saying they're against abortion and want the Supreme Court to stick with the opinion laid out in the leaked draft, and they want states to outlaw the procedure. In some cities, there were some tense confrontations between people on opposite sides of this issue. But overall, the rallies were mostly peaceful. It's also worth noting some smaller groups of abortion rights protesters have been gathering outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. The final decision from the Supreme Court is still expected to come out this summer. Meteorologists say this is looking like the start of another record-breaking week for the South. The heat wave looks to be especially extreme from California to Texas, where temperatures are expected to be in the triple digits. That's about 10 to 20 degrees above average for this time of year. And it comes after several other record-breaking days for the same part of the country last week. In parts of the Southwest, this week's weather will again be ripe for wildfires to get out of control. In New Mexico, crews are fighting the second largest wildfire in the state's history. And in Texas, this prolonged heat wave caused 6 power plants to go offline on Friday. Most of them are back online now, but Texans are still being asked to conserve power as much as they can. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Changing diapers is just a part of parenthood that we can't avoid. And our kiddos are cute enough that ultimately, we're okay with it. But why not make that part of the job as easy as possible on ourselves? Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit has the best fit and protection for your active baby. My little boy Dax is walking these days, which means there's no slowing him down. And I love that the 360 gap-free fit stretches around his waist, moving with him, and they won't gap in the back. Plus, unlike regular taped diapers, Dax cannot pull these diapers off with just one yank. Yep, I, the adult, can because they have easy tear sides, but he can't. Plus, the material feels super soft and comfortable. I can tell my baby loves it too because he's finally stopped tugging at his diaper and we're seeing fewer rashes, which is key. Cruisers 360 Fit locks wetness away from skin for up to 12 hours, meaning I don't need to worry or get up overnight. And these diapers are hypoallergenic, free of elemental chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex. Plus, we're talking about Pampers here, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand. Buy in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Saudi Arabia's national oil company just posted a record profit, making it, once again, the most valuable company in the world, overtaking Apple. Saudi Aramco said its profit went up more than 80% in the first 3 months of this year, reaching $39.5 billion. So it seems the state-run oil giant is really benefiting from the rise in oil prices sped up by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Remember, Western countries like the U.S. have banned exports of Russian oil because of the war. And when supply goes down, prices typically go up. As the Wall Street Journal points out, Saudi Arabia stuck with an agreement it had with Russia to only increase production a bit. Still, Saudi Aramco points to a boost of both prices and production for its record-high profit so far this year. The richest man in the world's $44 billion takeover of Twitter is apparently on hold. In yet another surprise tweet, Elon Musk said he's still committed to the deal, but first needs more details about how many accounts on the platform are fake or spam. Twitter has said bots make up fewer than 5% of Twitter's users, but Musk wants his own data. At last check, Twitter CEO has not said much about this other than he expects the deal to still close. And in the meantime, the company's shares fell on Friday. Netflix is reportedly planning to have live shows for the very first time. Deadline reports the streaming platform will roll out live streaming for stand-up specials and other unscripted shows. And it could allow options like live voting for series with competitions. Rival Disney Plus has already gotten into live streams with a live showing of the Academy Awards, and it's also the new home to Dancing with the Stars, so that's set to debut as a live series later this year. As for Netflix, the timeline for live shows is not clear yet. Deadline cites its sources, saying it's still in the early days of this new plan. Meanwhile, Netflix has also been considering a cheaper ad-supported option, and all of this comes after the company recently reported losing subscribers for the first time in over a decade. Although for now, Netflix still has the largest number of subscribers compared to all the other streaming services. A lot of people are talking about last night's Billboard Music Awards, but not so much about who actually won. Instead, there's a lot of buzz about two artists making their return to the stage following controversy. Like country star Morgan Wallen. This was his first major award show performance since last year when he was caught on camera using a racial slur. Also, last night was the first televised performance for rapper Travis Scott since a tragedy 6 months ago. Remember, people died during a crowd surge as he was performing at the Astroworld Music Festival. Neither Wallen nor Scott actually addressed those incidents, though. The show also included a 40th anniversary tribute to Michael Jackson's Thriller. Michael's sister, Janet Jackson, was there, too. She presented the Icon Award to Mary J. Blige, who's known as the Queen of Hip-Hop Soul. As for the other awards, Olivia Rodrigo and Ye, a.k.a. Kanye West, took home the most, with 6 each. Other big winners of the night were Drake, Taylor Swift, and Doja Cat. Well, that's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. So I want to mention a couple more things about my favorite diapers for my baby Dax, the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit. I already mentioned how comfortable they are for him and that they help us avoid that annoying gap in the back of his diaper and that they lock away wetness from skin for up to 12 hours. Well, they also help me avoid a wrestling match at the changing table. Yep, forget securing diaper tape between kicks and screams. You know what I'm talking about. Because Cruisers 360 Fit diapers are quick and easy to pull on your little one. I actually like to let Dax stand up while I pull them up the rest of the way, and he's so much happier that way. And taking these diapers off is even easier with the appropriately named Easy Tear sides. You literally just rip them off at the sides. There's even an attached disposable tape that makes it easy to rip, wrap, and roll the diaper before you throw it away. So buy the Pampers Cruisers 360 Fit diapers in-store and download the Pampers Club app today to start earning rewards with every diapers and wipes purchase. Okay, now back to Money Monday. It's now more expensive to live in New York City than ever before in history. Manhattan rents hit record highs for the third straight month. A new report found the median cost of a rental there is now about $3,900 a month, at least on newly signed leases. And that's up nearly 40% from this time last year. And one appraiser told Bloomberg, the year's most competitive and priciest months for renters are still ahead. Even though the trend is especially extreme in New York City, that's not the only place that's seeing rents go up. Real estate brokerage Redfin also put out a new report recently that found rental prices have climbed to record highs nationwide. Around the country, the median monthly asking price for a lease is about $2,000, meaning it's up 17% as compared to a year ago. Economists say one big problem is many would-be home buyers are getting priced out of the buying market because of record high home prices and rising mortgage rates. So the rental market is now taking a hit too. We actually talked about all of this and a lot more on our most recent special edition Saturday episode. We got some insight from the stars of Unsellable Houses and a chief economist for apartmentlist.com. Check out that episode from Saturday in your podcast app. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.